Bruno's away.
Right, so quickly followed from 50 is Bread News Podcast 51, and we're in the pub. Sorry about the noise. I'm hoping the new super dingle, dongle, whatever the fuck it's called, is working, so the background sound like advertised. Yeah, it's before Chelsea, and I'm joined by Nathan, Shane, John, and me. And Shane has just regaled us with his pre-season talk that he has came back from a night out and had a raw chicken.
Marks and Spencer's southern fried chicken fillet.
Not just a normal
raw chicken. Which I believe...
Yeah,
which I kind of just... At that moment in time, I looked at it and thought, opened the packet for it was one of those, you know, packet of pre-cooked chicken. But it was only 1.5 kind of fillets in that I realised that it was just pure, raw, pink. Which is a bit embarrassing at 50 years of age.
When congratulations, my 60, yeah. Happy birthday, Shane.
Yeah, so, and I was also preparing, I had another plate stacked up for my 16-year-old son, so obviously it could have been worse, but...
So, right, so then what happened? Your mates were kind and they...
Some of the lads on the WhatsApp group sort of dramatised the dangers of Salmonella, etc. and sent me a link to sort of how to be sick websites and therefore I proceeded to work myself down the list of fingers down the throat, salt water. There was things about flat coke. There was all sorts of...
So what worked?
The salt water and the fingers combined kind of... brought up something. I think it might have just been the salt water, but I don't know the ending to this story. The end of the story was I didn't get salmonella, and for the next day I felt pretty rough. But I actually think that was from drinking a pint of salt water rather than the chicken.
My pre-season has been so dull as fuck.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't really exciting. It was.
So what's the lesson?
The lesson is
the lesson you can eat raw chicken.
Marks and Spencer's can't recommend it highly enough. It's kind of a...
Oh, fucking hell. Right. Right, another thing. I forgot to ask you on Wednesday or Thursday, Nathan. Chernobyl. What was that like?
Really good. Enjoyable. Surreal, obviously, but...
See, it doesn't look on my holiday destinations. I don't get it. Am I being ignorant?
Yes.
John,
go to Kiev. Kiev's really
nice. Yeah, I've been to Kiev with United, but I didn't think I'd go to the nuclear plant that exploded down the road.
Honestly, like, I was surprised at how, because I got one of those Geiger counters just more for the novelty.
As you do.
Just for the novelty of it. But like, the levels are no higher really than anywhere else. Like, they did a bloody good job of clearing it up. You know.
And you're going to Japan next year, so you're going to visit Fukushima and
Fukushima.
So you're going to be a nuclear spotter.
Maybe.
Tick the reactors off like ground purpose.
Go to that one in Russia.
Long Island.
So this is just happening in Russia, isn't it?
Yes. Or it hasn't, we're not allowed to say.
So I'll go there. Yeah, it's interesting.
And did you see any people around? Or is it just tourists and... Because these people move back, haven't they?
Yeah, but it's a huge area. Like, the exclusion zone is huge, so...
Well, the programme was...
Whilst we were walking around Pripyat, which is, like, the famous, like, town that's been abandoned, we only saw one of the little tour groups, so it did feel like it was deserted. But I just hope that, because of the TV show...
Right, you're right,
stuff,
for starters, because we need you selling for the season.
But just hope with the TV series it doesn't get too popular, because it's sort of...
Yeah, but there's a balance.
I don't think it'll be mobbed out.
It's good. The people want to learn about these things. All right, you don't want it to turn into...
Yeah, but you can read a book. You don't need to visit it.
You want people to go to Armstrong.
Hello, John.
You want them to appreciate that. Yeah. If they can see these things that happen, you can learn the lessons of the past. Granted, the lesson is spend money on the bottom bits of your reactor, so
it's going to
explode.
Yeah, I think that's telling them 30 years too late, really, John. Apologies for the sound of the last podcast, because we didn't realise Steve was vaping and heavy breathing at the start. Right, so, nonsense talk over. Nathan, are you still a beacon of positivity?
I think you've got to be. If you're not positive or have some positivity going into the first game of the season, when are you ever going to have positivity? You know, in a few hours' time, I could be totally back to normal and just be depressed again, but you've got to go.
I woke up happy. I'm so glad it's back.
Yeah, you've got
what
to
else
go
are we going
it?
To do on a Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think, you know, a friend of ours, Mark, you know, saying he went with a friend to a, I think it was a Watford game or something yesterday, and said, you know, actually going to somewhere else makes you appreciate actually what we've got. We're still blessed with, even though by United standards it's a bit lower, it's still better than, you know, we're very lucky to.
Well, we've
go
set
to a
up.
Stadium
what do you think about
them,
the pre-season transfer window?
I don't think it's as bad as. But obviously, we know the context we've gone on about before with the Glazers and Woodward, and we know there's some deep-rooted stuff at the club, and that needs to change before we can truly be back to where we should be. But I think within all of those constraints and context, if it is down to Ole, I think he's bought three players which in theory look promising, in the right direction, are going to improve us. The problem is you can't get rid of, you can't magic away a lot of what we call players that have been described as deadwood on high wages. It's not easy to get rid of those, and obviously clearly we have to sell to buy. So I think the three he's brought in are a positive step forward. I'm kind of, Lukaku had good stats, but I'm quite glad to see him go, to be honest. So I actually am quite optimistic that, particularly, and everyone forgets that, like, I was his biggest critic last season, Pogba. But Ed Pogba has the right head on and attitude and gives us a good season. We've kept De Gea as well. If we do keep those two for the European transfer window, there's no reason why we can't be top four. I don't.
It's degrees, it's progress.
Yeah,
you can't.
So if Pogba gives us a good season, there's
what
no reason.
I
think just playing like he did in that spell when Ollie first come in, Pogba was more the player we expected.
He wasn't world class. Yeah, I mean, on the forum, people were describing that period, he was unplayable.
I thought he
was good.
I think he might be sometimes not the kind of like the hype that the image portrays, but he is a very good player. And I think this sounds how expectations have gone. It sounds a bit damning, but if Pogba just does his best for a season, I think he's been awful. The effort that he's put in sometimes, but I think if he does put a good shift in, there's no reason why we can't get third or fourth.
John, hello, John.
Hello, fourth. Thank you. Fourth is the best we can hope for.
Are you happy? Well, you're never really happy, are you? But
I think it's a reasonable transfer window. More concerned what's not gone than what we've got in. If you're going to play the kids, fine, but get rid of the people you don't want there. It's not. It's not all his fault that we tied him to long-term contracts on massive wages and no one wants to go anywhere, and they're shit and no one wants them. I think we'll be alright, we won't be great. Shane says he probably put some effort in, he's a decent player.
Why do you think he'll be better than last season then?
He or us?
Not us.
Because we've got defenders. Lingard's alright, Lindelof is alright. The new fella looks alright. The right back looks alright, left back's not terrible, and De Gea's mint. We will concede fewer goals, so we'll be alright.
I hope that De Gea had a few shaky moments last year, didn't he? But hopefully now that we have strengthened at the back, maybe hopefully that was just him.
He still looks bizarrely happy. Yeah, he always looks happy.
I mean,
he knows Madrid weren't in for him this summer, but he doesn't look up.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's sad that he's not gone.
But he still needs to sign a new contract.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but I think that's going to happen. I attribute
his performance.
But then again, I'd be amazed that there wouldn't be.
I think also he would have more confidence in the form in front of him as well now compared to before. So
he'd have more confidence if you were playing.
I just think I woke up feeling happy, glad it's back, glad all the bullshit's over, the anonymous entities online just calling everyone out. But I think we'll be better defensively by 15 or 20 goals. That's a start. But who is going to get us the 70 goals? As I said, we've gone from me saying Martial's the most exciting player, and I still, I buzz off what he could do. But under Ollie, that was the Martial against Chelsea. You couldn't be asked, even in the training, before he was sub. And that's only 5-6 months ago. So we're expecting him to score 20-25 goals.
He has looked good in pre-season.
I know, but I'm just at a level where we've said it so many times. He's 23. So is he 23, 24? Rashford's 21. So Martial's the one who's really got a grasp it now. You've got the number nine shirt. but I've just been let down so badly, as if that, you know, like, you give a shit that you're let, but I just feel we've all been let down by him so bad, and we're relying on him having a fucking cracker.
Yeah, seriously, we does need to have,
we're relying on Pogba.
You need to have a big seat, like Pogba, Martial need to kind of, and we're kind of like, we're assuming there's a magic, not a magic wand, we're assuming there's a kind of like a more positive dressing room that means that there won't be that lethargy, and they will be coming into games 100%, blah blah blah.
Well, what keeps that going? I think the start, because I was saying on earlier, if we've got 4 points off to this and Wolves, snap your hand off. If we've got 0 or 1, the mood is immediately flat.
Well, it's quite,
and I know you never want to, you know, 2 games in, but the whole dynamics of it,
two very big games to start.
Yeah.
It's a much more fragile mentality in this squad. Like last year, it is fragile, and I don't expect it to be magic's way, but I think, you know, when Pogba came, and I assumed he'd be gone by now, and I just think we all looked at him and think he might be the player that drags more out of people than we'd otherwise get. I think we are reliant on him.
Someone close to the dressing room said to, because I was going, you know, is he disruptive? No. But he is the most influential in there.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean he's disruptive, but it means that everyone's looking into
if he's in a good mood, everyone it bumps off. I think that's important. But like in a way, like I wouldn't trust him. I think his motives are still away from United. But now he knows he's got to really prove to Madrid he is worth the money.
Yeah.
He might, like, using us as a shop window, it might be a win-win that if we do get it.
Yeah, if he's using, if he has to play well for us for this season to get his move, then
well, Steve said the other night
because it's benefiting.
He didn't do a Lukaku that saw his arse all pre-season and an injury.
You've got to give him some credit for that. He said a few cryptic nonsense things, but he hasn't seen his arse. He hasn't gone on strike. He's carried on in his play. And if he does that and he wants to play for a year to leave next year, then brilliant. Because no one particularly wants him. He may not be but he knows he's technically the best player he's got in an attacking sense. In that midfield area, he's the one who can make unlock doors that no one else can. But if he's not a negative but he's not a positive, I'd rather him not be. And if you can get 110 million for whatever the stupid figures are, then fine. Not that I give a shit.
But are we happy? You know, we're all saying we'd take 4 and then it becomes an all-nighter. So are we that off the pace that we just have to get 4 to hope that you get
it? Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
But we have become hard, you know. Yeah. We are now looking at 4th as a success.
Yeah, I think this, like, I'm being a bit blindly optimistic. I think there's actually a chance of 3rd if every variable clicks in the right place and Tottenham, you know.
But 50% of the forum think we'll get.
Yeah, I think
6 or lower.
Yeah, but I think that's a bit like this squad should be getting more than 6. They should be definitely challenging the top 4 and probably getting it. I'm more optimistic than 6.
I'm not watching. I didn't last season. I'm not watching City Liverpool season. There's no point. It's just painful. But I did watch the end. I caught the end of Spurs last night. And what I did think was, when we're 1-0 down, who's our players to get us out of the shit
to
win 3-1 or 2-1 in 10 minutes to go? Because last year we had that Southampton game where Lukaku got 2, Pogba got the penalty, 3-2, wasn't it? Where you took the photos. Because the season is... No, but the season is decided on... It's not the 1-0 win, it's when you're 1-0 down. Do you draw when you're away from home? It's 1-0 down at home. Do you win that game 2-1?
You know, that goes back to the mentality thing again. Are they going to be strong enough? But I watched. Funny enough, I did watch it. Like, unusually, I did watch the. I watched all the City game yesterday.
Why?
I just was sitting at home, wife's away. It was like nothing to do. So I just they were very impressive. But the thing that annoyed me more than anything, VAR, that seemed to be good, was VAR. Like, I don't know if anyone watched that game, but the VAR. Like, the VAR decisions were holding it up again, as we've moaned about last season. And then they had a retaken penalty, which was like a marginal.
Yeah, but this is going to be. Like, I was reading that this morning. If you're a goalie, you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not allowed off the line. Yeah. You're not.
I think it was actually we played because
it was Rice encroached.
So the whole thing is,
to err on the side that the penalty
but even the offside, you can't argue with like errors. Yeah, you can't argue with yes, it was offside, but one of them was very marginal to my eyes. And you're thinking, and I think someone put
Nathan put it. It's supposed to be clear and
exactly. Yeah, it's
clear and obvious errors. I think is the phrase that they
use. Yeah, one lad on Twitter put it. Basically, the people that are kind of like the pundits that are applauding kind of the instruction of VAR in its current guise, from a match going fans perspective, there's no coincidence to me that the match going fans are kind of against it and people on TV are for it. It's just because the a goal is such a rare commodity, and now you can't even celebrate a goal because some millimetre.
But also, Shane, if you've got a Saturday afternoon, there's plenty of things better than watching them play.
It was googling MILFs or that, and I thought maybe I'd...
My garden's well,
John said earlier about the clip on BBC where they were judging Lingard and Rashford as ballers. Is it ballers or bowlers? And we were saying... know, you've got a teenage swag. That's swag. Do you know what that means?
I've got a clue.
We presume it means that's good clothing.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I'll have to ask
And him. Then it was... it was just
they did look for people that got a lot of money, they did look kind of sound like an old
no but it wasn't them doing it, so it's people getting on Lingard, and if you actually click on the video it's the BBC judging them, so they had nothing to do with it. So it's not another stick to beat Lingard up with, it was the BBC doing it. But they were saying about ballers, ballers, swag. What the fuck, like
different worlds.
But John said swag was like a criminal comes and someone steals a bag of swag. I don't think it means that anymore. So right, well, where is ours then right now?
What is going to be the starting 11 today?
I think it will be De Gea, Wan-Bissaka, 2 Bissaka, 3 Bissaka, 4 Lindelof, who I think will go for. No, there's a chance Smalling might, slim chance.
Hasn't Lindelof played every game?
Maguire, Shaw, McTominay, Matic, Pogba. I think he'll play the three, and then he'll go for Martial, Rashford, and Lingard.
He won't James play with the Welsh
ball. He'll be set. I think.
Yeah, I agree. The back four.
He'll play Matic and McTominay.
The midfield, I think, pretty much picks itself
because
anyone else.
He might put Young in. That wouldn't surprise me.
What, instead of...
Sure.
Well, maybe, but I mean, that compounds the problem.
Yeah, I can't even talk about it. nothing against Young, he seems to get a good... Yeah.
But a good serve, right,
a lot, but Jesus, yeah. But actually, Young, last season, it looked like, and hopefully he proved us wrong, but it looked to me as though his legs were completely gone. He was getting caught out time and time again.
He won't play the Welsh boy.
No, he'll bring him on as an impact sub.
I think he might have done if we weren't playing Chelsea.
Yeah.
But that's a big game.
I'm happy it's a big game. Because it sort of sets a tone for...
You said Lingard. I was defending Lingard to the hill this time last year. I thought, big game, you score goals. But I think he had from a relatively low base, he had a pretty... poor season, very nondescript season. So I think Lingard's really got
it was interesting, Rashford saying he felt fucked immediately last season started. Words to that effect.
The World Cup,
the World Cup. They're 21-year-old. Yeah. Lingard is not 21.
Yeah.
I think, he's not. He's
Lingard
not.
World
yeah, of course
Did
he was.
Play?
Yes. John.
So I think I think it's a big season for him. This is a kind of like a
no, but it just has an impact on a player. It does. How many got injured? Even Messi was carrying injuries. So let's hope. I still maintain. I know he was shit, but I still think we're better. I've said it. This is the third time now. We're better with him than without. That's pretty.
It's hard to defend. I just think it's a big season. I think he's got. If he has a season like last season, that's the end for him.
I nearly went to the bookies yesterday and had a tenner on us at 40-1, and I held back thinking
40-1 for what?
Like the league.
To win the league.
Yeah, the best what I thought.
Yeah, even I'm not. Even with hotel rooms in Madrid last year, that even I wouldn't. I did back as a 2-0 today. And Martial.
I think it'll be a draw. I'm going for a draw because both teams will not want to lose. They'll be the priority for both.
I know that doesn't work.
Well, it does in Moyes and Jose's.
Yes, but if Ollie's presenting himself as an attacking unit and playing for a draw, first game of the season does not work.
At home.
Ask Ollie right now.
Of course he
don't lose.
Yeah, yes, that means, but you can't set out.
No,
you,
I know.
The crowd is watching the game and you can see yourself for the draw. Everything he says then is tainted. You can't spend the whole pre-season going on about fitness, attacking, high-pressing team, and then sit back and play for the draw.
Well, I won't sit back. And the good that Coggy said, you know, he's seen the Coggy's seen every format of United this week live, the mad bastard, and he said he's seen for the first time in years they're all playing a similar tactic, pressing high up, high tempo. So that's good. If there is work being done on that, that is really pleasing to hear. Anyway,
but it's
enough.
Not difficult, is it?
Well, it is fucking difficult because we've struggled for 6 years.
Putting it into practice is difficult. The difficulty appears to be deciding the style of play. At least he's come out and said, this is the style of play I want.
Yeah.
Like, getting everyone good luck to do it for 90 minutes.
A part of me will fucking... I know it's the emotion side of it, but if it don't work for Ollie, if I cannot abide the thought we'd get rid of him this season, because I just think if we're not going to see this through, then what are we going to do? Yeah.
Actually, that's one of my biggest fears, really, is because of what's gone on before. How much we don't say, oh, we're different, and we're not really as a mass support. And I think the impatience, it's been criticisms, I know it's all Twitter and that kind of crap, but there's been a lot of criticism of him already, which we all know, like, it's out of his control, Ollie's, so he can't, I just think...
No, I know.
He might not be ultimately up to it, but equally, he needs to be given time. And that's... If we have two or three balls, I'll start with people getting his back.
But also, it's the people who sack him. And I one thing I got right on the podcast, I was saying, I bet they start briefing straight away. And what did we get? We're looking for a technical director now. And here's why we didn't make the signings we didn't. And you think, the bollocks... They're repeating themselves in those
actions. That's a bit embarrassing, saying that after the transfer window's cut. It's like once a horse has bolted.
Nick, right, you're on the podcast. Prediction for today.
Francis, we're not as bad as them, so that's the way to look at it.
Are you hopeful? Are you glad it's back?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that. Right, prediction. Nathan?
2-1.
2-0 Marshall.
I'm going 0-0.
Yeah, will be good.
0-0, and I'll be fucking putting my fingers down my throat.
Yeah.
One nil us.
Maguire. Header.
Sure.
Take it.
Sure.
Yeah. Fucking hell. All right. See you after.
Looking
right,
a bit,
Tony.
A bit harassed.
You appeared before Cardiff and said we've seen worse.
We have.
It's new season, are you buzzing?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I'm playing the first game of the season, brilliant. And that ball, I'm that optimistic.
And Dava, now you're a young man who's just celebrated a very young birthday.
Yeah, if they play like the kids have in the last couple of games, I'll be happy.
And you were at?
I only watched it on the dodgy telly.
No, but Wembley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For, you sent me in the summer. 66.
Oh, right.
66 final.
No, 66 third and fourth playoff.
Sorry, and 66 final. And then Wembley 68.
Yeah, that was my first three trips.
My second trip to Wembley was 68. My first trip was rugby.
So you've seen it all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, predictions. Are you happy? Are you happy with some?
I'm happy, Steve? Yeah.
I'm quite happy, but I think we'll finish pretty much where we could.
You can't turn it around overnight. It's going to take them 2 or 3 years.
Will they give him 2 or 3 years?
Hopefully, yeah. They've got to. Because we've got some very good young kids. But we need 2 or 3 years to really develop. Right. I mean, the class of 92 never come through till there was all 21.
Is there too much pressure on our lot at the moment? We're expecting so much on Greenwood where we should ease in through. Right, get some of John.
Yeah.
Kev, what do you think?
Looking forward to it. Really am. Yeah. I think we'll do all right.
Right. Predictions, lads, for the season. Cheers for that. Predictions.
It'll be better to watch, but we'll finish up where we finish up.
It'll be a lot better to watch than fourth.
Yeah, top four.
Right, we'll take that. Cheers, lads. What did you think about the Summer Madness online? Laser out.
I just can't be doing with it at all. I mean, I love going on Twitter and I love making me comments and what have you, but I'm not into this laser out. And
in what way? Because
it's not good. A load of people on Twitter hashtagging Glazer out. They're not going to say, "Oh, guys, let's you know." There's a lot of problems here, yeah. You know.
My argument was it didn't do any harm, and it's in Woodward's realm of he boasts about those Twitter. You know, so yeah. if Twitter rebels against him, yeah. At least there's something that's showing.
I think Woodward's got. I think he's the biggest problem. I just don't think he's in a football negotiator.
He says he's the best negotiator in the...
For tractors and toilet rolls and stuff like that.
Said in the car, he had a valid point. Like Woodward was saying, we're negotiating. Leicester said 3 weeks ago the price is 80 million. So Woodward's done his negotiating and paid 80 million 3 weeks later. Why don't you just get him 3 weeks before? So he could bend him into the team a bit.
Well, we ended up paying Swansea, Palace, and Leicester exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, which is typical.
We spent weeks and weeks
doing that. Aston Villa spent 120 million on players. The clubs now don't need the money like they used to. If they're saying the price is 80 million, then it's 80 million. Right.
Yeah, Mourinho wanted Maguire for 40 million 2 years.
I know, but we could have got him for 60. Mourinho has a point, doesn't he?
Yeah,
James was sold out, mate. Sorry.
All right.
We'll have him Palace.
Okay.
So, sold out. We'll have him Palace. Sorry.
Which means I'm going to have all next to me the game.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's good news.
Right, I'll see you after.
Watch you back.
Yeah. Sorry, Kev.
No worries, mate. I don't know. I think.
But you've been going obviously a long time. You've seen us turn into a commercial beast.
Yeah.
But, and you can't be happy with that, Kev.
No. No, I'm not. But football's a different. Football's different nowadays. It is a business, and whether we like it or not. That's what people come into this thing for these days. They come into it for a profit, they come into it for money, and they come into it not because they want to own a club like in the 60s and the early 70s when people sort of grew up around the town and what have you. Oh yeah, we can afford to buy, we can afford to buy a football.
Yeah.
You can't anymore. It's a business, and whether we like it or not, we're stuck with it. And football these days is totally different.
The saddest thing for me, we just all end up fighting and rowing with ourselves. So divided, you conquer us by divisions, and that's all that we end up with. I mean, VAR and all that, we know we're dinosaurs. It's gone from what we knew it as. But absolutely. I don't see any harm. But it's when you get called out, as I said the other day, you're a Glazer puppet for going to United. Well, that's all I've ever done. It's all you've ever done.
Yeah.
You can't abuse someone for just wanting to go to this football club and watch it.
I'm not going to give up my season ticket because somebody on Twitter tells me that I've got to, and I'm putting money in the Glazer's pocket.
You're usually optimistic.
But I don't think, if we're not in the top 4, 5 or 6, then everybody will start, he's the wrong man. We should have signed so and so.
I hope United fans stay solid with Ollie. It's the people above him I don't trust, but I do think the two games, if we've got 3 or 4 points after Wolves, the whole tone changes. But if we've got 0 or 1, then the shit's gone. And that's up to the player. They've got to deliver. They've got to deliver after last.
People have been saying, though, like it's a rebuilding process. And we're in our fourth manager of this rebuilding process. And everyone knows it's a rebuilding process. And then people on Twitter are fucking moaning because we've not signed 8 players.
Yeah, but that's human nature. I want to lose weight, but I see a cake and I want a cake.
It's not just cake, is it?
It's a lot less. Hiya, John. Right, what's your thoughts? Come on.
Oh, I can't.
But it is, it's human nature to want, but I just hope they give in to it. And let's say, it's been lovely seeing everyone. I love it. This is our world. Whether how many people who... Right, take care, Kevin.
Right, off, okay, Kate.
So we may as well end it here. All good. You just said Maguire wears black boots.
Yep.
No, and fancy colours. Yep. That which was really good to see. Uh-huh. I thought he led the line. My voice is gone, so I must have sung a little bit today. No, I just thought we looked... we rode our luck for 30 minutes, but we had intent. Even we were still attacking well, chances weren't coming off, and then for the last 15 minutes in the first half, then the second half, I thought was excellent. No?
Yeah.
Everyone's saying we should have been 4-1 down. Yeah, they had a couple of chances, but...
Last 15 minutes of the first half, first 15 minutes of the second half, they were all over us, and we got the goal, great, and from there we kicked on. We gave the ball away so much, and the little back heels were fucking...
Pogba
in particular. Although Rashford, other than the fact he scored the goal, in the first half, he was just back heel to no one over and over again.
Yeah, but that's where it wasn't coming off, but we kept our heads down. And then I thought...
You say coming off as though it was a little intricate pass that would have unlocked the defence. It was in the middle of the fucking midfield.
Yeah, but... all right. But let's have a look where we've come from.
Nitpicking.
Yeah, we really are. If you've just won 4-0 and you are now picking out...
Yeah.
Come on.
But they're shit.
Yeah, they were...
They're really bad.
Terrible. Why Kante? Why Giroud? I don't know. He's in a lot of trouble with that squad. Jesus Christ.
But they could only get
not
better.
Not that I give a shit.
It does us a favour. 3 points.
Yeah, but it sort of sets the tone, as I was saying before. 4 points after Wolves, or 11:06. You are... If you've got 0 or 1 points, that sets the tone. Not saying, you know, we could still fucking go... Not promising anything. But you don't want to be in week 3 or 4 and you've not won. That, but it also says to the players, you've done that now, keep it. Yeah. And that should be his barometer for any sort of slacking he sees this season. You fuckers have done that today, so do not let me down again. This is what you can achieve. And we look good going forward. So we've moaned about the strikers worried about goals. All I've said in the last 2 podcasts, where the goal's going to... They've scored 3 goals.
We can't play for that.
No, fucking hell.
And he kept him on the pitch for
and
the most
part. And he put James on as an attacking sub. Wasn't that good to see? Didn't settle 3-0. Made an attacking substitution.
Yeah, and I think he was going to make it regardless if we scored the third goal, which was also positive.
Yeah.
With 20 minutes to go, it looked like he was going to come on and... what's it called? Pereira?
Yeah, he was. He didn't look with it today.
I thought does he ever?
No, that's where...
He's got a decent touch, he's able to pass the ball, but the game just passes him by. He just gets stuck going, looking at the ball and then running to another player.
Yeah, but no negatives today. Positives, Maguire exerted influence, booted it. That when he booted it in the second half, slab-headed the ball. Fucking don't worry about the niceties.
Mm.
just get rid, but it wasn't like Jones or Smalling. Like, yeah, but that's what I thought, they complemented each other.
Imagine if we'd have had him for another 3 weeks.
Wan-Bissaka, impressive. Thought tackling, going forward, he offers so much to us. And that cross he did in the second half was fucking excellent.
I thought he...
And Martial, to be fair, got me excited.
Yeah.
That's what he's there to do.
Yeah.
It's not always going to come off.
No, we can't complain. I thought McTominay...
Someone will. We all will.
Yeah, yeah.
But you cling on... Don't. But you not today. Not today. We might have enough for our sakes.
That you look at a set, you would say, you know, the right back looks good. The centre-back pairing looks good. Obviously, the goalkeeper looks good. You think there is no reason why Matic should play when you've got McTominay at least as good as he is.
And yeah.
A lot younger.
Well, McTominay's developing. If we'd have had this conversation a year ago, that you think McTominay is an almost automatic starter, we'd have gone fucking hell. So that's why players need time. But you think, if the mood we were all in 4 weeks ago, if we're all saying progress is four, possibly third, what a fucking beautiful way to start it.
Yeah, exactly.
And there were happy faces. I thought a lot of people were quite confident before the game. It wasn't the moody.
I think most people thought we'd
win. That's down to Ollie pre-season and the players.
Well, yeah, the fact we've got some good results. And the fact he said in his comments about how we're going to play football, this isn't the finished article, but you will see. And I think that was the importance of ensuring we played the players that he did and played the football and didn't, as I think you said this morning, although he might have been happy with a draw, come out for a draw, because everyone would have got away.
I didn't think that, so I know fuck all, but then that's been proved time and again, I know fuck all. But I thought they'd both settle. But then I couldn't understand, like, 1-0, Lampard just settled into a, not a care, but he settled into a quite negative mindset where you think...
He made early subs though, didn't he? 50 minutes or something.
Yeah.
He bought that new kid on. The German-American
fella. So, well, hopefully in there for a torturous, couldn't happen to a nicer set of fucking 20 fans.
Yeah, fuck them. However, it'd be good if they improve from this low ebb to at least take some points off people who are going to be playing against us.
Don't worry about that, John. Don't.
Those of us who are competing for four.
Right, okay. Yeah, but then you want one of them out of the picture, so fucking let them... It was nice to just see happy faces. And then that buzz at the third and fourth when the Stretford end, couldn't really hear him in K, but you could see him going absolutely apeshit.
We were going
bouncing the whole ground to be in a position where you're going fucking mental at another goal. I'll take that.
Yes. No one in that.
And I like Wan-Bissaka, there was a moment where he had the ball and he actually could tell his brain, his footballing brain, went just pause a little. Then give it then. I thought, fuck me. We've just had Antonio Valencia drilling it into a shin for 3 years. that was good. Pleasing moment. You know what I mean? I don't know where it's going to take. Not giddy. Wolves is a big test because we fucked up twice there last year. So it's fucking...
Well, yeah, and Ollie fucked up twice there. So he's got something he needs to get over.
So?
They win this week.
Who?
Wolves.
No, they drew with Leicester today, I think. Or have I got? I don't know. I've stopped paying attention to the rest of the world. We've been so bad. I don't care what other teams are doing. Just concentrate on what we're doing. And then to think it's just little moments of payback for taking shit, ABUs, giving it the big one, that you can just think today is a little sweet moment I owe to them. Yeah,
and
that
end,
felt good. And then gives you a bit of hope. And then you don't know where confidence and momentum... Look, where confidence and momentum took us January to March.
Well, that's true.
And don't fuck about in April and May this year.
Not that the media particularly matters, but the end of the first weekend of the Premier League season, the headlines will all be...
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So, Lampard.
They're not going to be about us, they won't be about Lampard. Yeah, if we'd have got beat, they'd be
caught, but there'll be a little bit of pressure that... You know they'd tease on anything, and they will. But that's what I'm saying. I think easier said than done. We all get caught up in it. Try not to. One game shapes how you're feeling. You have to look over 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games. Not get carried away, swept up in. You know. Prayer is not good enough. Well, we don't know. Maybe that's the formation. Maybe Ollie will go straight with that team again. Maybe they deserve it. You know. You don't know. Matic earn your place? You did. You looked wobbly in the pre-season. You looked as old as fucking us too.
Well, you don't win 4-0 and then change the team 8 days later. There's no reason.
Fergie did. Fergie would do that. There'd be some left side coming in.
But different for us. It doesn't really matter.
Simon Davis or someone. I don't know. But yeah, so we sold out before, which was fucking immense. Everyone stopping, saying nice things. I loved being back. I love seeing people. I love seeing United fans, because for all our arguments, we are the best. We're a great set of people. We are. If it could have been more United, I want to come home moment. With everyone.
So the new barriers, you're not allowed in with a bag. It's not a surprise. Frustrated a few people.
Yeah, well, they're trying to tell me off, and you think, I've stood in this spot for 32 years, please let me sit. Right, sorry, I'm interrupting again.
Yeah,
have a bad habit.
A family turned up with a big fuck off pram and expected to get in. They were visibly shocked that they were turned away because they couldn't bring a pram into the ground. So that was my highlight.
You see the affront that people try and literally to take a jumbo jet sized bag, and they're going, what's too big? It's as big as a house. You're taking a suitcase as big as a house. But yeah, so you're the most miserable fucker. You're happy.
I'm having a good day. We're having a nice day. A nice day. We scored goals. Had a beer.
Four
of them.
Right. I love it when we've not got anything. People just go, well, they didn't moan. They didn't deconstruct. There's nothing to, you know. Even I won't moan at Pogba. He did enough today. Not to
just if his
he had more positives than negatives today.
Okay,
and that's a start.
Yeah, and then Martial, he did some good passes.
Brilliant. Yeah, but that's what I mean. The stat lot will love it. He got two assists. But I'm saying his all round game. You know what you see it. More positives than negatives. Martial very good. Rashford, hang on, you've got to prove yourself. Gets two. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Win every game 4-0. What's that goal difference of? And how many points is that? And Maguire just looks fucking making captain. He's fucking exactly what we needed. And probably Jose's fucking. Hopefully, well, can I say that? Hopefully Jose's met Woodward and given him a stern talking to in the corridors about signing Maguire a year late.
I think it's 126.
Right, I'm at 8. John?
Goal difference.
What?
I think it's 126. I'm sure someone will tell me I'm wrong.
So that's 152, no? Yeah, I got that right. And you're the mathematician at work. So,
anyway,
Maguire's boots, loved 4-0. Well, that's how simple we are, and I mean that in a good way. Most of the people around me are going, look at his boots, that's good. We don't ask for much, we get pleased with that. Right, happy days, everyone. Thank you for the support this week. Absolutely fucking incredible, every one of you. Brilliant. Onwards.
Is that true? Everyone was giving it in bad boots. That's quality, because me and Ivy's going, oh, he's got black boots,